You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson. I have a lovely little story to tell you this morning before we go to Louise, who's our caller with a dream today. I was on Triple M Radio in Adelaide this morning, and I was invited on to interpret the presenter's dream. And it was such a funny dream and such a short dream. And as it's already been on public radio, I thought I'd share it with you. The presenter is recently pregnant. She's been pregnant for about 3 or 4 months, and it's her first baby. And ever since the dream began, she's been getting really quite vivid dreams, and she's been wondering why, because she didn't really have very good dream recall before she was pregnant. And she was particularly concerned when she woke up and she'd had a very, very short dream where she'd had sex with, or very nearly had sex with, Prince Harry. So assuming Prince Harry wasn't listening in then and probably isn't now, she wanted to know what her dream was about. So when you have sex, or when you interact with anybody in a dream, the first question you need to ask yourself is, what three words would you use to describe this person's personality? So I said to her, well, you know, what three words would you use to describe Prince Harry's personality? And she came up with mischievous and playful. That was one. The next one was, does some good charity work. And the next one was, tends to go to war and drop bombs on people. So you then say to yourself, well, if you're having sex, if you're dreaming that you're having sex with somebody in a dream, you then say, well, these are the qualities that you are bringing into your own life, or thinking about, or trying to work out, because sex in a dream is like really integrating with the qualities of the other person. Now, luckily, she could relate to this because, of course, going in to have your first baby, she was beginning to think, well, I want to stay playful. I want to stay mischievous, not only to be a good mum for the child, but also because, of course, she works as a radio presenter. And that's her online on-air personality. And the other two issues, the charity and doing good work for the world, versus perhaps dropping bombs on the world, represent either two ends of the issue. As she's going to parenthood, she's thinking, what kind of world do I want for my child? Or how am I going to be in the world? Am I going to be out there doing good stuff and having a loving, charitable view of the world? Or am I going to be out there in full kind of defense protection and bombing? And this is the issue that she's thinking about, not only for her child, but herself as she moves forward. And she could relate to that. And Prince Harry played his role in her dream very usefully. So moving along now to Louise, who I don't think has been dreaming about sex with Prince Harry. Hello, Louise.
Hello, Jane. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. What have you been dreaming?
Well, last night there was a dream, and it came in five short parts. First of all, a person asked me where I live, and I said I didn't know, and I had a bit of a guess at some suburbs like Beval and Graxton, and then I thought, oh, maybe I live in Chermside, and I didn't know because I don't live in any of those places. And then the person said, in another section, said, you're new here, and it was a group of orphans, and there was nowhere for me to go. And so he then took me to a place where there was one girl and mostly little boys. And then the third part was, so I don't know if these are all connected,
yeah,
but that this was my night. And then the next thing, I was very excited about going on a jet ski. And the next part was I was hooking into this cream bun and really enjoying it. And I gave it to the person next to me, and I was a bit disappointed that I didn't get it back. And then my brother came home from partying, and my son said to him, where have you been, judgmentally? And my brother had these circle bruises on his back as though he had been doing something that hurt him. It was a small, you know, probably he had been partying anyway.
Mm.
And then I woke up.
Oh, well, that's an interesting bunch of fives. yeah, it's interesting whether those dreams came in you know, align all as part of one dream, or whether there were five dreams that you had in the one night, they'll still all be related. And I'm going to go into that. And of course, normally on a full 8 hour sleep, we normally have about five dreams a night. And because our dreams process what we've been going through for the last day or two, it's quite common for all the dreams on one night to be processing the same issue, often from slightly different angles. You know, the way I look at it sometimes is it's like the first dream of the night is maybe like a play that you put on to try to express something in your life. And then it's like, well, maybe the audience might not get it from that angle. So let's in the second dream put on a second play and let's try it from this point of view. And it's like your dreaming mind putting on having different takes around the same issue. So not always, but quite often all the dreams in a night are linked, and yours certainly are from what I get from them. So I'm going to go in back to France because I'm allowed to do that. And in the last one, I'm just going to ask you a couple of questions, Louise. In the last one, where was your brother hurt on his back exactly?
In the upper back, and there were circles, like you get from cupping, you know, when you go to an Asian naturopath or something.
Right, okay. So although when you go for cupping, of course, that's supposed to be therapeutic, and in the dream, you had the feeling that he'd actually been hurt while partying. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, as in hurt, as in a bad way.
That had been hurt, yes.
Yeah. And if you think of the upper back, apart from the fact that that's where you have the cupping, if you have that kind of massage, what do you associate with the upper back? Do you have any particular association with that area of the body?
No.
I just needed to ask you, in case you did, what's behind us in a dream, or what's behind anybody in a dream or on the back, is often something that's actually in our own past. So whoever you're dreaming about, you know, whoever is in your dream, even though it's someone you know, like your brother, is actually about you. So the fact that he's got this hurt on his back suggests that it is something where you in your past have been hurt in some kind of way. So we're going to come back to that, because I really like the idea that you also know that if you go for cupping, you get those marks. And when you go for massage with cupping, the whole idea about that is to have a healing. So I like the fact that you've already worked out in telling me that this dream is about something that has hurt you in the past, but you are actually now in the process of bringing to the surface and healing, even though bringing a hurt to the surface actually initially is more sore and more hurtful, but it's the only way to get the healing. So that's to kind of put a bit of background, so to, you know, excuse the pun on that one. So the dreams leading up to that are going to build up to this sense of discovering some kind of hurt in your past that is now coming to the surface for all good reasons.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Now, the first part of the dream, if I were to summarize the first part of your dream, it's, I don't know where I belong. Where do I belong? If I were to summarize the second part of your dream, it was, oh, am I an orphan? Oh, I didn't know I was here. If I was to summarize the third part of your dream, it would be, oh, this is fun. I'm having fun here. That's the jet ski. The fourth part of the dream, in summary, was, oh, this cream bun's nice. Have some of this. Hey, I didn't get, pass it back. I'm missing out here. And the fourth part of the dream summarizes, I was playing, I was having a good time, that's the party, but there's been some hurt here and it's time to come to the surface now and heal. So I'm going to go in on that premise and look at that, you know, string those things together to try to make sense. Does it make sense so far?
Yes.
Okay. So when you begin a dream, whether it's the start of a dream or whether it's the first dream of a night, it's really setting the scene, kind of picking on a situation that's come up for you in the day or two before the dream. And your dream was just last night, so we're talking about the last day or two. So the beginning of the dream is a sense of, oh, where do I live? Someone's telling me I'm living in this suburb or that suburb. That's not where I live. So this is a point of, what's my personal identity now? What am I involved in here? So don't think suburb, just think a sense of belonging. So there's been a question mark in the last couple of days for whatever reason regarding a sense of belonging, not the actual suburb you live in, but, you know, the feeling I'm getting is a transition of how you want to be seen or the role that you're playing in some area of your life. Because particularly in suburbs, you know, we tend to have demographics, don't we? And we say, well, if you come from this suburb, you're this kind of person. If you come from this suburb, you're this kind of person. Totally wrong and totally judgmentally, but that's what we kind of think. And so there's this question at the beginning of your dream, which suburb do I come from? It's a question of, well, kind of, what's my image? What do I represent here? So opening with that kind of question. And then that moved on to the feeling of, oh, I'm an orphan. So the sense there is a sense of abandonment and yet also a sense of being found, because in that part of the dream, Louise, somebody had found you and had taken you to this place, which where there were orphans, but they were introducing you. This was a new place to be. So there was a sense of lost and found there. Mm-hmm. So again, it's a sense of looking for a new identity or questioning your new identity or even feeling in a transitionary state, a kind of loss of identity. And then thinking, yeah, well, I'm coming from a sense of loss here. That's the orphan. I feel a bit abandoned, or I've abandoned something myself, or I've abandoned a part of myself. And now I'm ready to find and heal and move forward from there. Mm. Now, the next three parts of the dream also all introduce a sense of play. Maybe Prince Harry and his mischievous sense of play did have a good introduction to today after all, because you've got the jet ski, which is play, the cream bun, which is really a child's party food, and then you've got your brother from the party. So what your dreams are then going to is saying, look, I, Louise, love some fun. Yeah. What do you associate with jet ski? Have you been on a jet ski?
No.
Would you go on a jet ski?
Yes, I've been water skiing, but not on a jet ski, I don't think.
So what do you see as if the difference, say, between a jet ski and a water skiing in terms of the experience that you would get from it?
No, there's no difference.
No.
Between water ski and jet ski? No.
Which would you pick? If I were to offer you one now, you can go water skiing, which you've done before, or you can have a jet ski, which you haven't. Which would you pick?
Yes, I'd go on a jet ski.
Because
it's new and exciting.
Okay, that's lovely. So that part of your dream brings up something that you're kind of familiar with, which is skiing on the water, but in a new way, the jet ski as opposed to the water skiing. And the reason why you would choose the new over the familiar is because it's new and exciting. That's what you just said. So there's a sense of, in questioning your role at the moment or your identity, and in questioning, well, I've kind of got a bit lost and I'm ready to be found, or a sense of abandonment. The next issue is I'm actually really ready, not only for a sense of play and excitement, but I'm ready to try something a bit new because it's new and exciting. And of course, that already makes sense, because you can't really try something new and exciting if you let go of the old first. So the beginning of the dream could almost be with the orphan bit, oh, you know, if I move on and do something slightly new and slightly different, am I abandoning something? Is it like orphaning myself or orphaning an old plan or an old idea or an old style of work or something? And, you know, we naturally always castigate ourselves a bit when we move out of comfort zone. Is it, oh, what am I letting go of here? You know,
yeah.
And so I get the feeling there that because the jet ski was fun in the dream, it was, yeah, I'm ready for something. It's still familiar, but it's just a little bit different, a little bit new, a little bit exciting, and I'm ready to go there. You never know. It might also have something to do with flights, because, of course, here in Australia, we have a flight company called Jetstar, which is very similar as well. And in the next stage, you're having the cream bun. When was the last time you ate a cream bun?
Oh, ages ago. I wouldn't dream of eating a cream bun then.
No, why wouldn't you eat it now?
It's too fattening.
Yeah. And would you have been a child the last time you ate one, or?
Yeah, I would have been, you know. 10.
Okay, 10. That's lovely. So this is something that you wouldn't have now, because you feel that it wouldn't have a good effect on you. So in a way, this cream bun symbol is taking you back. And children love play and excitement, whether or not that's what they get. And this cream bun is particularly taking you back, perhaps to when you were 10, which was the last time you had a cream bun. Was it your brother in the dream? Is he older or younger than you?
He's older.
How many?
Not much.
Yeah, just a little bit. So when you were 10, how old was he?
He'd be 11.
11, just a year's difference. Okay. So what we're doing now in the dream is that there's somewhere in your life now where you're thinking, I'm ready for a bit of a change, you know, the jet ski as opposed to the water skiing. I'm ready for something a little bit newer, a little bit more exciting, a little bit of play, more playful, but in order to go there, I have to go back to probably when I was about 10. I have to go back to childhood and I have to heal something. That's the represented by the bruise on your brother's back in the dream. Because I have to heal something in order to really give myself the permission to do this new and exciting slight shift in my identity. So if you're thinking back to cream bun days when you were 10 and younger, and cream buns are probably also associated with children's parties, particularly because although your brother was grown up, an adult in your dream, and had come from a party, we're kind of in the party theme, which may or may not go back to childhood, and his 11th birthday or your 10th birthday or whatever as well. So I don't know whether there was a discrepancy in the kind of birthday parties your brother had and the kind of birthday parties you had, was there?
Well, my brother probably didn't party. He would always, you know, prefer to get money, and I would have a party. I would take the party.
Take the party, not the money.
That's right. That was always the offer, you know.
All right, okay. So your parents said, which would you rather have? You can have the party or you can have the money.
Yeah, but that probably didn't happen when I was 10,
Was that
kind of happened when I was 21.
Oh, when you were older, okay. But
when we turned 21.
Yeah. but your unconscious mind straight away made that suggestion. So although I was asking you about when you were 10, you gave me the response about the money or the party. So that's probably really where we're at here.
Well, it just gets a bit more confusing then, because my brother did actually have a party for his 21st and I took the money.
Ah, that's interesting, isn't it? Yeah, so we've got, a real turnaround then. When you were younger, you both had the parties, presumably.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll go along two possible tracks here. If we're just talking about when your children were saying, now back in your dream, you had the cream bun, you were loving it, you shared it with somebody else, but you didn't get it back. So you didn't get fully nourished. You took an attitude of sharing something, but you kind of lost out on the deal. Because you didn't get it back. So it may be in the last couple of days before you had this dream that there may have been a similar situation where you shared something with somebody and somehow missed out on getting some of the nurturing back for yourself. And or it may be that in considering this slight shift of identity, that this issue has come up of, if I share something with other people, am I going to get nurtured back? Am I going to get rewarded back? And this may be where this money and the party or the money thing comes in too. You know, in reaching out and sharing things with people, and perhaps this is a business thing, I'm not sure, where do you draw the line between what you give for free and enjoy? And because it's new and exciting and playful or whatever, and where do you cross that line and go, but I do actually want to be paid as well.
Yeah.
So there's that kind of thing. And of course, at the end of the dream, because there's the hurt on the brother's back in the dream, it's saying that there has been a hurt in your past, because it's back behind. There has been a hurt in your past, probably an emotional hurt that is connected with that feeling of, If I share and I give, am I going to get nourished back, whether that's money or whether that's something else? And that if there's been a hurt or an abandonment, to go back to that orphan part earlier in the dream in the past, it's going to make you a little bit, your unconscious mind is very good at making it you a little bit cautious about moving over to this, slightly more new and slightly more exciting thing, because part of you is thinking, but I don't want my cream bun to be taken away from me. I don't want to lose out on this. So is this beginning to make some kind of sense to you?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Would you like me to tell you?
I'd love you to share it.
What it means?
Yes,
for me?
Yes.
Well, there has been a bit of a transition in the last, week, where I cleared something. I did a workshop and I cleared a lot of things, energy healing workshop.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I became more comfortable with who I am, and I let go of the disappointment that I had with myself, kind of a not being good enough disappointment, and now I'm quite comfortable where I am, but excited about energetically being, more out there and happier, and but not getting something back. You see, I find that, you know, it's all about what I'm supposed to be doing. And this is all fairly etheric, but what I'm doing is just being, you know, a happier person and not necessarily, I was always thinking that I was supposed to be in a healing vacation, but now I'm just kind of being me and being more relaxed about it and being in my old job and not getting paid for something that I thought I was going to be. Is that clear?
Yes. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
I think it does. Yeah. The thing that the cupping on my back, I think that's already gone, but it was, you know, probably growing up as a kid, you know, and you always kind of had a bit of a self-esteem issue.
Mm.
And it kind of, it left, you know, and came up in bruises and now I'm in a better space.
Yes. That's absolutely fantastic. So you now are absolutely freed to move on to new and exciting, as you say, in terms of your own authenticity now, just being yourself and being happy. And
yeah, that's, but without having the ego issues about, you know, you're not good enough, and just, yeah, being happier.
Yeah.
And not having the I'm not good enough issue.
Yes, that's fantastic. Because that, you know, you're so spot on there, that the not good enough issue or the self-esteem issue is where you don't get to finish the cream bun. Or, you know, so that's, whereas now that has cleared, which you did at the end of the dream with the bruising, shows you that, yes, you know, it's important for you to get the cream bun back as well as share it. So, you know, you're worthy of having your cake and eating it and sharing it with everybody else as well.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So that's really good. What we usually do after a dream interpretation is move on to the dream alchemy practice, which is an exercise to do to either change an unconscious belief that's inappropriate or strengthen it. And in a sense, your dream has already done the healing work as you've just outlined there. It's moved you towards, and endorsed your ability to flow with a new identity by letting go of problems with self-esteem from childhood, by letting go of identity issues, by letting go of orphan and abandoned, you know, which is a self-esteem issue too, feeling abandoned or abandoning yourself, and exquisitely at the end of the dream showing the healing being released, you know, through the old bruising and the old hurts being released. So your dream has already done the magic and you're probably feeling much lighter. So what we do in that case is do a dream alchemy practice to reinforce that. So what I'm thinking of for you, are you artistic in any way?
I have been lately.
Oh, good. I'm glad I picked up on that. So what's your special medium?
I have painted with acrylics, but I sew and I play the piano.
Oh, excellent.
They're just hobbies.
Hobbies, yeah. I like the playing the piano one because the dream is about being playful. So what I'd like you to do is to either take a song or a piece of music that you already know or to compose it for yourself and play the piano every day for just a quick 5-minute go every day for the next few weeks. And in that playing, to try to get the feeling of how wonderful you, not your brother, but how wonderful you feel now that your back is healed, using the symbol from the dream, and that instead of the bruising on the back, on your back, you're feeling white light. You can turn that white light into wings if you like, anything that feels right for you, or you can turn that feeling in your back into a tattoo that embodies who you are in your authentic self.
Oh, I like the wings.
Okay, the wings. So you can play music you know, or music you'd like to create that gives the feeling of, actually, as you're playing the music and the sense of growing those wings and feeling them on your back. And as you're doing that, closing your eyes, because I'm sure you can play the piano with your eyes closed, closing your eyes and actually feeling that your back clear with beautiful white light and wings. Do it every day, 5 minutes for a month. And what you're doing is reinforcing the healing in your dream. So you're working with the symbol that your dreaming mind chose to represent the release and the healing, and you're reinforcing it in that way. And as you do that, what you'll find, Louise, is that you're totally tuning your unconscious mind to be at one with the decisions that you've taken recently, and you'll find that everything flows beautifully. Does that make sense?
That sounds fantastic. I'll definitely do that.
Okay, that's lovely. And look, thanks for sharing your dream, and also thanks for sharing your understanding of it. And, you know, maybe in a month's time, if you'd like to email me and let me know how you're going and what changes have been in your life, I can share those with people listening to a future episode.
Okay, I'll do that.
Thank you.
Thank you for your interpretation. It was very helpful.
Thanks very much, Louise. Thanks for sharing. And thanks to everyone else for listening to another episode of The Dream Show. Now, you can find more information about dream interpretation and analysis on my website. And the address for the website is www.dream.net.au. And if you'd like to come on the show and share your dream and get some insight into it, you'll find my contact details on the website. Just drop me a line and say you'd love to be on the show. If you enjoy listening, as you probably do if you've listened to this dream today, there's also my audiobook, 101 Dream Interpretation Tips, that you can listen to at your computer, through iTunes, or even maybe burn onto a CD and listen to in the car. And you can find that through the shop on my website or through www.lifestylepodnetwork.com. So thanks for joining me today. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and I'll see you next week for our next episode of The Dream Show.
If you've had a dream you'd like interpreted on this program, send your email to thedreamshow@lifestylepodnetwork.com. You can also follow Jane on Twitter at twitter.com/DreamSight. The Dream Show is a production of DreamSight Corporation for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one at lifestylepodnetwork.com.